Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Today I am talking to Bonnie D'Angelo. And Bonnie is fascinating. She has so many things that she does which are really fascinating and exciting. So things like, she's into magic, sound healing, crystal healing, tarot cards, and of course meditation and yoga. She's had a really interesting journey, and she has a lot of interesting things to say, and I love all of her products. You know, she does parties, she does crystal healing and mediumship. She's discovered that she's able to do mediumship readings as well. So we had a ton of stuff to talk about, and I will let you just get diving straight in to find out all about Bonnie. So here we go. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. And today I am in conversation with Bonnie D'Angelo. Welcome, Bonnie. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited to chat with you.
Yeah. No, so Bonnie is a fascinating person, and she doesn't have one title. We were just discussing this before. She has no one title because she is a master or mistress of many different beautiful and fascinating modalities, I guess. So Bonnie, why don't you give everybody a bit of an idea about what you do, and then we'll dive in.
Sure. Yes, of course. Okay. So, where shall I start? So let's see.
How I kind of dove into
all of this stuff. So, you know, growing up, I don't remember a lot of my younger years, which is fascinating to me. And I've always wondered, okay, like what's going on here? How come I can't remember things that my family can? And I always have to ask my sister. So that's always been at the back of my mind. And I wonder, like, was there something that I'm kind of, you know, closed off to? And that kind of like sparked something in me. And that continued to grow, and life happened, and it kind of like, I just kind of sat back and waited. And then I was going through some trauma, some troubles, you know, some stress and, you know, in life. And I stumbled across this one lady who was chatting with me about Wicca. And I said, what is that? And after she said that word, I kind of blocked off anything else she was saying. So I was like, I need to find out what this means, because it was something I've never heard before. And so I kind of researched, I dove in, I read, I learned, and witchcraft came through. And through all of my research and learning, and it kind of blocked off all the stresses and all the trauma that was going on in my life at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I realized at that moment that I'm in control of the way I feel and nobody else is. So that's kind of where it started. It was, you know, stuff that was going on, and it was a way of me to push through it. And it allowed me to work with myself. I dug deep. I was able to bring energy into the mix. So working with energy, working with the power of our own minds, it kind of pushed me through all the shit that I was going through. So mm-hmm. that's where it kind of all started for me. And starting the beginning of COVID, and I know a lot of things happened for people. A lot of things switched. There was a lot of changes. There was a lot of movement and growth. And that's where it kind of like blossomed for me, where I was connecting more with my intuition. I was connecting more with visions and dreams. And then I, you know, you just dive in from there. There's no stopping it after that. It was kind of cool.
I think it's extraordinary. So you've done, you know, start at the sort of what I think of as this kind of base level, which is that you've done a yoga teacher training, but you also mm-hmm. are master Reiki practitioner. You've done your Reiki?
I'm not master yet, level two right now.
Level mm-hmm. two, okay. So there's yeah. Reiki there in the mix. There mm-hmm. is a mediumship and psychic abilities that you've also tapped into. I think this is it's really, really interesting what you said about this not remembering your childhood thing, because that resonates with me a lot. Like I can remember like mm-hmm. maybe two or three frames of that pre-7 years, and where on earth did they go? And it does create a kind of a searching for what it is, where you came from, what you, you know, what your, where you, yeah, where you came from. I can't put it any more simple than that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to have found all these extraordinary things, I mean, have you, because I'm interested, have you come to any answers about why it is, like what was happening in those times? Was it traumatic? Is that why you don't remember? Or is it just that you think you were very away with the fairies?
I love the way you put that. What I've come to realize is I feel like I had some situations growing up that, for example, I remember playing in my backyard. I must have been about 5 or 6, and I was on a swing set. And what I remember is this huge, giant aircraft kind of floating over. And I don't even know where I'm going with the story, or how to put it into words is the hardest thing to do. But I feel like I had some experiences that I kind of blocked off.
Yeah.
Which kind of blocked off certain parts of me growing up. Mm. And I remember in meditation once, I was asking my guides to show me things that I need to remember, or what can I remember? And I was given a box of photographs, like photo books with photographs. And I didn't get to dive deep into that. Unfortunately, I was like broken up out of like, I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. But what I do remember is I remember being at my grandmother's funeral when I was about 10. And I would be like, why is everyone so upset? What's going on here? I didn't quite understand why everyone was upset. I thought, you know, she's okay. So those types of things kind of creep in every once in a while. And I am not by any means done diving into past and what may have happened.
It's ongoing, isn't it, that work? And it's not really something in some ways it's not stuff that you actually want to remember the detail of. You just need to understand the feeling and come to terms with that, I think. So talking about your grandmother's funeral is interesting, because you now are, you know, you work as a medium and a psychic, And so when and how did that come into your awareness that you could do that?
Oh, yeah. That was okay. So I did an online intuitive development course, which really amped up my intuition. And then later, after that, we had quite a few loved ones and family members who passed. And I would feel like I would get visitations from them. And there were some messages behind those visitations that meant something after the fact. So I am like, okay, so what's going on with that? Am I actually getting messages? Am I actually sensing our loved ones here? Are they coming to me? Are they showing themselves? Are they around us? Right. So that's when I kind of dove more deep into mediumship, and I have like so many books here I've read, and even the simple act of learning and reading and trying to dive more into the concept of mediumship opened me up that much more. So I guess it would have started with loved ones that came to me, mostly happened at night. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm not dreaming, but I close my eyes. I ask to talk to my guides. I ask to talk to anybody who would be interested or need to share something with me. And that's when it would happen, where I would just get a visual of a loved one and what was the message behind that. I would share that later with my husband or my friend, whoever, and the message turned out to be important. There was definitely something behind the messages that I was getting. So I just dove in and started developing.
Fascinating. Yeah. So now do you do that as in like, could I, if I was in Florida, which I'm not, sadly, if I was to come and see you and say, he's here, like, can you tap into anybody now?
I'd like to say yes. However, it just depends. I mean, how do I say this? I have to be in the space where I'm open to receiving. I know I've met a few mediums who get messages coming at them all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not that right now. And I don't know if I want that to happen.
No, that's a scary thing. I know someone who does that. And she goes to the supermarket and it's just like, everybody's crap is coming her way. She's like, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. So to sit down with the intention of connecting, being in that space where, you know, I've taken the time to set myself up. I do practice sessions all the time, and I read for people, and I make the connections. I think there's been like one or two people where there hasn't been a connection, and that can happen to all mediums out there. So, so even if you're not in Florida, I do Zoom sessions as well. So you don't have to be face to face to do a mediumship reading. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
And so one of the other things that I know you do, which I am really interested in, is tarot. And I'm on TikTok. I love TikTok. And when you get into spiritual TikTok, it's fun because there are a lot of really interesting people out there. And there are a lot of people out there doing tarot card readings. And every so often you see one and they're like, if this has come, this is for you. And you're like, oh, no. And you swipe. But sometimes you feel, actually, yeah, I want to listen to this one. And then they do the reading and you're like, holy shit, how does that connect with me so viscerally? And I don't understand what, you know, the cards, it's obviously a really old tradition. It's really beautiful, but I don't really understand what it's all about. So I know you do tarot. Can you please enlighten us all as to how tarot works? Yeah, is it really more intuitive? Or tell me.
So obviously tarot have meaning. There's the deck of tarot, each of them have a specific meaning. So when I do tarot readings, I let the cards jump out as they will. So I shuffle. If a card flies out, my guides and my higher self will send me the cards that my sitter needs. And it's up to me to interpret them, as they fall out. Sometimes the way I read tarot is I sometimes relay the message of the tarot, whatever that card is. Sometimes I get like a visual or an impression. It might not even be related to the tarot card, but that card has brought something through that the sitter needs to hear. So I will just say what I see, feel, and hear through those cards. But it is a very old tradition. It goes back, I don't even know how many years. There are so many interpretations through the deck that, and every reader is different. So every reader will read differently. There's going to be some readers who lay them the same way each time. There's different spreads. That's why it's so fascinating, is that you just never know what can come through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've always kind of thought that, yes, the, you know, the cards are a guide and so on. But, you know, I mean, I've used oracle decks before, and oracle decks are not like tarot. They're just like a card that's got a lovely saying of something you need to hear, you know, like, you know, dive into your divine feminine or something. And whenever I've picked up an oracle deck and I've shuffled it, and I've pulled one out, and it's been like, yeah, that actually really applies to me. And it's and the skeptic in me wants to go, well, it's like the horoscopes, you know, you can say anything about, you know, and you can make it relate to yourself. But I feel like tarot is, and the oracle decks as well, actually, they do, something comes out of them that is personal and it is energetic. And I think when you have that belief, or you understand that, you know, your energy has a vibration and therefore an effect on the objects, the people, the things, you know, the world around you, then why wouldn't it? And somebody who's a guide like yourself, who's intuitive, sorry, I hope my dogs aren't going to start, they're not my dogs, neighbor's dogs, you know, if you're with somebody who has got that intuitiveness and that connection and can read your energy and so on, that then makes it feel much more true and valid, I suppose, for if you want to begin by being skeptical, you could move your way through that in that sense.
Most definitely. And it's definitely a connection between energy, the cards, your intuition. A lot of the times, and I tell this to everybody that I read, is that a tarot card is usually a reflection of what's going on. It'll bring through some emotions. It'll bring through some insight. It'll bring through guidance, because sometimes we're just so busy. We just keep going and going, and we're doing our things, and we don't take the time to reflect. Yeah. And a reading is very much that, of reflection of, okay, so I see that there's some struggle here. This is going on. I see really great strength in this area. And then I dive into more clarifying information. And it's just surprising how many, you know, people I read for who are brought to tears, because it's just like that like extra little bit of information or guidance that they just needed to get over the next step or the next hump and to continue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's just does. Like,
so, and I do chakra readings. I use a pendulum to do chakra readings, and I do really detailed chakra readings. They take like 90 minutes, and it's like, and I use my pendulum to ask for lots of things. You know, where have I left so and so? You know, is so and so telling the truth? You know, all kind of things. But what it will never tell me is the future. It only knows what is, because I suppose, in a sense, you know, I believe that the only, you know, because it's just mind-blowingly obvious to me, is that the only thing that exists is now, right? So how on earth can you know the future? So when people go to tarot cards, tell me, oh, am I going to get married? How many kids am I going to have? You know, is my career going to be good? You know, the future is something that, when I'm doing a reading with my pendulum, that I can't give you the future at all, because only energy only knows what is. Is that the same for you in tarot?
Usually, yes. So you're right. We are here right now. We all have free will. So I can tell you're going to get married tomorrow, but the man that you might get married to tomorrow might not be around and might just leave at, you know, at any time. So everyone has free will. And that's where you get into kind of tricky stuff when you're trying to go into future readings. But sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I do get impressions where I'm like, and this just happened not too long ago, where I had a reading. I said, are you getting a new car? She's like, no, I don't think so. She came back next week and she's like, you know what? You told me last week I was going to get it, or asked me if I was getting a new car. I'm like, oh, did I? Because I don't remember my readings when I'm done. She's like, I got a new car. So, I mean, sometimes that kind of stuff comes through.
Yeah.
And you can ask those questions. Those questions are great. Everyone wants to know. When the cards come through, I kind of sit with it. I look at the pictures. The pictures always talk to me. And I will have either some guidance or something, a steps that might need to be taken to get there, or, whatever it might be. So there might be something that I can pull through that might be of assistance, and you never know, never know.
It's so fascinating. It really is. It's so, I just love talking to people who are really connected with energy and are there to support and help other people find their paths and find their truth and get to know themselves better. Because I think life is so goddamn busy and there are so many external pressures on us that we often don't take the time to kind of actually look inwards, or indeed just hold a mirror up to ourselves and go, what is it that I actually want? What is it is meaningful to me? What do I actually need to be live a life that feels fulfilling and joyful and so on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on to the next one, the next sure. subject, another thing that Bonnie does. I'm going to go to magic. And I'm on your website, you do magic stuff, witchcraft. Now, one of the first things that fascinated me is the way that you spell magic with a CK at the end. Now, is that different to just a C at the end? Is magic with just a C somebody pulling a rabbit out of the hat, and with a CK means something different? Enlighten me.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, through all of the research and deep dives I've done, that is exactly right. With the C at the end, that's your magic show, making coins disappear behind ears, pulling magic out of a hat, those types of things. And I use the K to, because I like it. I like different things. And just to say, this is energy magic. This is manifestation magic. That's the difference. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so tell me about your magic. Tell me about your brand of magic, and what is this? What is magic in your book?
Okay, so I feel we all do magic. We all practice a form of this witchcraft that you might not even know. So if you're blowing out a birthday candle, making a wish, that's magic. And rituals, putting up a Christmas tree, putting the ornaments on, that's your ritual. So everyone does some form of magic and witchcraft, whether they want to put a label on it or not. So I just kind of do the same thing. When I work through ritual, I feel into it. I bring the energy in. When I do, say, a spell, like for maybe money, a money spell, I will find what resonates with me as a candle. I'll do a candle spell. So I'll find a candle that resonates, some other herbs that might make sense. And I'll just kind of bring it all together. I'll write my manifestations or how much money I wish to receive or whatever. And you just sit with it and perform this wonderful little ritual and magical spell, and know that what you are bringing in is all of your desires. So there's all kinds of different ways to do magic. And I don't even know, like, I'm trying to figure out how to put it in. My words today are not lining up, but I'm just like looking around. I have my incense, I have my sage, my Palo Santo, my crystals. I bring all of that into my magic.
Yes.
I'm definitely someone who performs magic and witchcraft for good, only for myself. Because like I said, we all have free will. So this is for me. I've had people say, can you do a spell to make so-and-so disappear? I'm like, oh, no, no, but I can guide you of how to help yourself in the situation so that you can, you know, protect yourself from that person. Yeah. And through that, maybe that person will disappear, but you're working on yourself more than trying to inflict.
And is it the same in terms when you're working in sort of witchcraft, which is such a, it's an annoying, I mean, Wicca is probably, I don't know, some people just hear those words and they go, oh, that's just, you know, that's the dark side and it's, you know, we don't want to go there. But I know, I don't believe that for a second. I think, you know, witches have been, witches and witchcraft is a beautiful skill, divine skill, and not exclusive to females, but is definitely rooted in the divine feminine power that we hold. So what would you classify the difference between witchcraft and magic, or are they, do they really kind of overlap?
Oh, I think they overlap. I think they're one and the same to me. If I'm doing a sort of magical creation, I feel I'm creating that through a sense of witchcraft and bringing in all the elements. I didn't mention elements are very, very connected to witchcraft, I feel, and magic. So working with that earth, air, water, fire, bringing all of that in. So I don't think there's a difference between magic and witchcraft. It kind of like it's together. It's definitely much, you know, you're doing witchcraft through magical workings and magical spells and all the stuff.
I mean, I think in all honesty, I think anybody who does any kind of work with energy, with you know, any kind of transformational work that you're doing in a personal level, that it, and especially if you're you know, embodying it through a practice like yoga, which we obviously both do, you know, actually feeling it in the body, actually experiencing it and trying to shift our energy with our physical body as well, you know, that's all, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because these things all roll into one, you know, the ritual of, say, getting your mat out and getting your, you know, lighting some incense, or, you know, and sitting in for a meditation, or to do breath work, or starting your yoga practice. You know, you start off in this kind of ritualistic kind of way. You bring yourself, your attention inwards, and you know you go, right, now is the moment I'm going to pay attention to myself, and, you know, whatever you know then follows. It is, it's full of intention, it's full of ritual, and as humans, we bloomin' love a ritual. We always have, ever since Stonehenge.
Yes.
We absolutely. Definitely. And we adore that. And then the other thing that you are big on, I know, is crystals, is working with crystals and healing through crystals. Now, I have talked to other people about crystals on my podcast, but I'm always interested to get it. I don't know if you can see my little collection back here behind me.
Yes.
I've got
beautiful. Some.
They're very little. They're all sort of little pint-sized ones, but I do. Oh, precious, precious they are to me. And I've no idea what they do for me. I just know that they bring me huge joy. And I know that when I'm feeling down or I need to give myself a boost, I will go to I'm so lucky to live in a town with a really beautiful crystal shop in it. I will just go in there and just wander around and just touch them and go, does anybody want to come home with me? And I don't know why, but it just soothes my soul. So tell me why.
Yes. Oh, crystals are just beautiful. Like you say, they they're beautiful, they're sparkly, they're great to hold, and they can bring us comfort. I started collecting crystals years ago, and it was to the point where my husband's like, "Do you really need another crystal?" I'm like, yeah, I do. And I think I might start selling them. So I did. I created a business. My business was started on, the idea was to open up a crystal shop. And that didn't pan out for whatever reason. I decided to go mobile. So I created a little mobile crystal shop, and I take that to farmers markets and events where people can come onto my trailer. It's set up like a little shop. I have everything set up and they can buy their crystals. Now, the way I am connected with crystals is through the vibrations, through the energies that they bring. Mm-hmm. So through my collection over the past like years and years and years, I would get all of my, like, for example, this is from when I got it. I get these cards from every crystal that I ever purchased. And I would look at the meanings, the vibrations. I would learn that. And I also relate them to the chakras. Mm-hmm. So if there's, maybe I'm feeling like I'm just like, love is missing, or something's not right with my heart space, or something's going on here, I would reach for a crystal that would resonate to me in this area. Say it, a green aventurine is connected to the heart chakra because of the color. There's other green ones, so I would reach for that crystal.
Rose quartz, that's my go-to.
Rose quartz is great for the heart. So I would grab one of those crystals, and I have a heart-shaped green aventurine right here. It is programmed with my my intention for self-love. So if I'm feeling a need for that, I would grab it and just kind of hold it and sit with it, meditate with it. And that works with any of my chakras. I also use it for my Reiki. So I will have crystals that resonate with each chakra around, just to keep bringing that energy and with the intention. And it is a lot about intention. You want to have your intentions with the crystals when you use them as well. So
intention is everything. And
yes,
it's, the more life goes on, the more I realize how important intention is. Intentionality is, sorry, say that again. I missed what you said.
I said, oh my gosh, yes. Intention is huge.
Yeah. You know, I introduced this into my yoga practice and my yoga teaching a lot as well now. Especially if I'm doing a yoga nidra, obviously that's part of it, to find a sankalpa. And I've done a podcast on sankalpa as well. But finding that intention, it becomes kind of a thing that you can meditate upon. You can just hold in your head whenever you're just wandering around, you know, just saying to you, it's a very, very powerful thing. But you can put intention into your crystals as well. Is this what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, yes.
So I got a new home. I moved house, and I into a new place. And I wanted to get something for my home. This is my little housewarming gift that I got for myself. I was told what it was. I can't remember what on earth it is. I just know that this is my homing.
It looks like mucate. Does that sound familiar?
No, it doesn't. I think it might be a jasper of some sort.
Okay. Yeah. There's so many variations of jasper that there's so many crystals out there that is just wide range. But yeah, that one looks like it would be a very grounding stone, very connected to the root chakra, very and sacral. Yep, definitely a grounding stone. So that would be perfect for the home.
Exactly.
Bringing in the sense of stability and security. I love it.
I do too, and I they make me very happy, and there's something very magical. And it's interesting when you go into crystal, when I go into my local crystal shop, you know, and it's not just, oh, it's a sparkly thing, but I go in there, and quite often there are kids in there, you know, people come in with their kids, and they're just looking around, and the sort of the connection, the excitement, the energy that they give to the kids as well as us bigger kids. So excited.
I love it.
It is magical. It is magic. And I love your distinction of what your magic with the K is. Now, the other fun thing that you do, which I'm like, this is sadly something that you probably can't do for me because we're on different sides of the Atlantic, is creating magical parties. Tell me about that. How did you come up with that as an idea to do? Because it sounds so good.
Well, the reason is because I feel like there's a lot of stigma behind it. So I wanted to be able to open it up to people to say, this is fun. This is energy. This is something that everyone can do. You don't have to be a specific person. And it just being able to offer that to people who might be kind of like, ooh, I don't know, you know. So, and it's just kind of like being a kid again. For a lot of us, we don't get into that phase of being a child, you know, bringing our child self back out and just enjoying it and, you know, just being free with things, just letting things flow. So that's kind of like where I was, you know, my thought is just to bring the idea through, bring intention back into people's lives and the joy that can be felt through intention and working with your own inner self.
And that brings us nicely back round to where you started when you were saying about your childhood and not really remembering it, which I resonate with hugely as well, is actually it's our work now to not entertain, but to bring out that inner child, to let her live again, if you like, to be part of the family of you within yourself as an adult, you know, to have fun with that inner child. So do you do, like, I don't know, I'm thinking like hen parties and birthday parties, like what sort of events do you do this for?
Well, a lot. Okay. I've done tarot parties where I would go and do readings for tarot and then people would just ask me questions. So it's kind of like, you know, just a get together, just asking questions. I wouldn't say birthday parties or those types of parties. But just a gathering. I could bring my trailer, bring the crystals out, kind of, if somebody's interested in manifestations, sharing with them what I know, sharing with them how to create a spell, how to create a sacred space, how to create an altar, how maybe do a yoga class that, you know, share some yoga moves or stretching and talking about the chakras. So it's so personalized that everything can be so different. Maybe somebody wants a party and all they want to do is create little magic spell jars. So I can bring jars. We bring all the stuff to put in, the intentions, so they have a spell jar. We do a party with just tarot and mediumship. We could do a party with yoga, mimosas, and adding a little meditation, some breath work, pendulum work, some other divination. So it could be anything that, you know, someone really is interested in learning about
I love that idea and your intention to spread this and make it more acceptable that this is a part of life that we can all embrace. And it's not just for those who, you know, put on some beads and call them, you know, selves, or, you know, I think in all honesty, I think that this spiritual, esoteric kind of world is becoming much more open and much more embraced and much more accepted. And the fact that, you know, you'll find crystal shops in, you know, lots of towns, and people are into, you know, and understand the concepts of manifestation and setting intention. I feel like it's becoming bigger, but your work is definitely in the right direction, is spreading this, because the more we do that, the more positivity, the more love, the more, you know.
Yes. And you would be surprised how many people come onto my trailer at events that have never had any desire to work with a crystal or have a crystal. And they are the ones that are asking the most questions, which is kind of cool because they want to learn and I want to share. So yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. And like you said, it is being more welcomed and more more widespread. And I want to keep that going. Yeah.
More power to you, Bonnie. It's brilliant. So listen, tell people, I know I've got it here. What's your website called? Spellboundmystics.com. I just got it up there. Yes. Okay. So spellboundmystics.com, and you can get all of you. It's a great website. You've got a lot of information on there.
Thank you. Yeah, everything is on there. If there's anything that is not and you have questions, you know, reach out to me. There's a contact page on my website where anyone can feel free to reach out, sign up. I'm going to be starting newsletters very soon. So that'll include some really good tips on things, some maybe a tarot pull for the day. You know, I'm not sure what else I'll add on that, but I'll be sharing.
Lovely. I think that's I think that's wonderful. And I love, and now I, you know, fully understand why you cannot give yourself a title, because all of these things just, you know, but they create a beautiful whole of what you do, which is such a positive, beautiful thing that you do, just helping open people up to their own potential, I think is what I think you do. Maybe you should call that a potentiality coach.
I love that. I love that. You said a word at the beginning that caught my ear. It was mistress. So I'm thinking magical mistress. That's kind of cool. That's a cute one, but we'll sit with it for a bit.
You might just get the wrong sort of calls though.
I know. I'm just, oh boy.
But yeah, I think it's lovely. And it's been a real joy to meet you. So thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining me again today. I hope that you enjoyed my conversation with Bonnie. I certainly enjoyed her company, and I just really found it fascinating. I did ask, as my speciality, I'm realizing, is asking all the really dumb questions, so that you don't have to, hopefully. And I loved hearing all about tarot and her mystic, her mediumship and all of those sort of things. I think it's so great when we can open ourselves up. And Bonnie is a brilliant example of someone who's just opened herself up to all of this talent and gifts that she has to help people connect and, you know, be their true selves, be their authentic, you know, spirit. So yeah, I think that's really fun, and all the things she does are filled with joy, you know, the fact of having parties and just really kind of expressing herself in that way, I think is fantastic. You know, lightness and fun and play is so important. Anyway, so you can reach her, you can get hold of Bonnie at her website spellboundmystics.com. And as always, you can get hold of me at chakra-way.com, where you can find out all about my beautiful new products. You can book a chakra reading. You can just book in and have a quick 15-minute sort of who are you real, would I like to work with you kind of conversation. No strings, you know, no pressure at all. So yes, I'll be back soon. You take care, and sending you so much love. Bye now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.